We're back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, navigating those curveballs of life and demonstrating and inviting you into that frequency of realignment. So even as things continue to show up unexpectedly, this is demonstration in the moment, friends. You are watching it happen, and I'm inviting you to join the energy of number one, step one. Life throws you a curveball. Normally, the first thing we're going to go to is that bottom level of consciousness that, as we've spoken about, is called polarity consciousness. Polarity consciousness feels like, oh my gosh, life's coming at me. Life's happening to me. What in the world is going on? So this is where we can panic like a mannequin, okay? We can go into the freak out. We can feel like a victim. For most of us, that is going to happen if even for a moment, okay, the nervous system is wired to instantly go into the stress response. This is your reactivity. No worries. Notice that that just happened and then go, whoop, hang on a minute, okay? By the way, as we train the nervous system for new abilities to respond, it can't even get to where you don't hit that lowest level. But if it's a big drama, like me, like on my way out the door today, I'll tell you in a few moments what actually happened, then you may have that knee-jerk or really spinal cord response reaction from your nervous system, which goes into that fight or flight, that survival mode, that oh my gosh, and it definitely feels like a powerless place. No worries. Friends, the question is, how long are you going to stay there? How long? So you notice what's happened. You notice, life's thrown me a curveball. Am I going to be a victim here, or am I going to see an opportunity? And the opportunity is to use your higher skills. Okay, immediately go, okay, we're going to navigate this curve. We're going to move into a higher view. We're going to say, hey, didn't expect it, but life's unfolding for me. That's our next level, Christ consciousness. There's going to be a gift in this somehow. It's showing up for a reason. So soften the vibe. Soften the vibe. So first is the knee-jerk reaction. Life's thrown me a curveball. Oh my gosh, didn't expect this. What's going to happen? I feel out of control. That's number one, okay? Curveball step number two. Hang on. Things are happening for a reason here. There's a higher plan, a higher purpose, and maybe this is going to lead into something. But at least right now, I'm not going to hang out in my thoughts with dire expectations, okay? So this is our next step, friends, training in. Move out of dire expectations and see how quickly you can find a higher perspective of what might, of the fact that a potential solution might work out. Okay, we can manage this. We can manage this. This is about forgiveness of life in a way. So life throws you something unexpected. I'm going to bring it into tangible circumstances, all right? Today, something happened that I'll share with you in a moment, but even yesterday, amongst a week or really 10 days of amazing synchronicity showing up, of all kinds of flow occurring in my life, opportunities that I wasn't expecting, solutions showing up before I even fully saw that there was a problem that needed to be resolved. The solution came first, then I saw how it was going to fit in and make life smooth when it would have been bumpy. That's what shows up when you're in alignment more and more, okay? But it takes time. It takes time, and consistently for consistency for that to be ultimately your whole reality. So as we're in the journey, even when things are in flow and blessing and ease and support, bang, life can show up and throw you curves. So this is when we recalibrate, we navigate for the curve, and move back into alignment. Okay, what does that look like for me, for Dr. Leslie this week? So number one, not today, but yesterday, I've learned that someone who I dearly love and who I have worked with has made a decision, unbeknownst to me, to move in a different direction without conversation. In fact, I was ghosted for a week. So you know what that feels like? I think I've been ghosted twice before. So when someone just withdraws and doesn't communicate and doesn't explain and there's no breakdown that you're aware of and you just can't get through and you don't know if they're okay or not. Okay, that happened. And I'm going to say this is an opportunity. It's a training opportunity. And no judgment, by the way, against that person, against the circumstances, anything. But for me, it was a hit. It was a hit. Someone who I care about a lot, who I'm normally engaged with every day, all of a sudden disappears. So that was my reality, and I was working with my consciousness. I was beginning to have thoughts of, oh no, you know, what's gone wrong? Is this person okay? So I was in that in-between trying to regulate and stay in the highest place of all is well here, even in the unknown. Now, see, you know how that can be, friends, when you're in the mystery and you don't even have the answers. You don't have the clarity. Sometimes that can be our biggest challenge of moving into faith when we don't know, when we don't know what's happening, when we don't know if this person is safe or not safe, if they're okay or not okay, if it's relational or if it's health, when we just don't know. We're in that place of opportunity to move into the highest level of faith when we have nothing to put our thoughts on. We're just in the mystery, okay? So that was my reality. And then yesterday, last evening, I got clarity from someone dear to me that they made a decision from their heart to move in a different direction and fully withdraw. So I'm like, whoa, you know, that's like a gut punch, and that brings back all my memories of things like this that have happened in my childhood, whatever that is. And by the way, a lot of times that can be the vibrational imprint that invites it in. That memory, if we haven't fully worked through that energy and it's being stored in our physical body or in our field, it can still be vibrating, okay? That little communication, that little signal of how it felt back then can still be in our field. And if you notice a pattern of the same circumstance happening over and over, that's usually what's going on, okay? Be the detective, look at the clues, and find where's the root of this? Where is the root?
You're so. The only one in your life.
So, by the way, this is Shana J on the mic. She has snuck into the studio as we're speaking. And again, we're talking about navigating life's curveballs when it throws us something unexpected.
Okay.
So, right? So, again, I'm sharing what happened for me yesterday, and then I recalibrated. In fact, Shana was one of the supports that showed up for me, and I had just a number of opportunities to assist me in repositioning myself, in pulling back up out of the reaction, out of the feeling of victimhood, out of the polarity consciousness that feels like life happens to me, it's coming at me, I have no say about this, and I feel powerless, okay? Yeah. Especially when it's a shock, when it's a surprise, not just something unexpected, but something very much against what you would have expected, okay? That's when it seems to be the most confusing and the easiest to fall into, I feel disempowered, okay? But today, as I'm getting ready for the show and I'd recalibrate it, I'm all feeling on the joyride wagon again and we're all good, okay, back empowered. And I come down the stairs to get ready to get in the car and come to the studio. And guess what? My living room looks like a crime scene, okay? There is blood all over my white living room rug. There is puke on the floor, okay? My darling little beloved almost 18-year-old pup, Chachi, has walked through this journey before, so thankfully it's not the first time I've looked at this. I know what this is about, and I know how to navigate it, but I didn't have much time, okay? Right. So it's like, all right, first is the knee-jerk reaction, and honestly, some of you would know the sight of unexpected blood can put you right into survival mode, okay? Like, what has happened? Oh my gosh, we go into survival, like, what next? Okay. All right. It just so happens that before that happened, my guest co-host again today, Shana J, had reached out to me and said, hey, I've got some things going on, so let's not meet that 30 minutes early that we had planned. I'll see you at the studio, all right? So little did I know. Let me just focus on that for a minute, because you know how we're saying solutions can begin to show up before you even knew that there would be a problem that that's a solution to? So look at how much easier that already made things for me to come into this dramatic situation and need to act quickly for my dog. Shana has already given me an extra 30 minutes, okay, because her circumstances were like, you know, I need to go differently, so let's rearrange this. Well, ultimately, that was my gift, and that eased the circumstance that much to where I wasn't expected somewhere 30 minutes earlier, okay? And that gave me time to clean, to soothe, to get the medicine, to heat the fluids, okay, the IV fluids for subcutaneous fluids to go under my dog's skin, which is needed here, okay? So, friends, again, this is one of the signs and symptoms of being in faith consciousness. When you start to have solutions show up before the problem, isn't that fascinating? Okay? And then next, you begin to, as you learn to regulate and stay regulated, you begin to see life smoothing. There's going to be less curveballs, okay?
And less surprises.
Yes. Yeah. The curveballs are the surprises.
Yeah.
Yep, they are. And, well, I'm talking about the kind of unwanted surprises.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the happy birthday party.
You wouldn't have expected. Definitely wouldn't like because
right.
It's not what you wanted.
Right. Okay, friends, we're taking a quick break. We'll be back in a few moments with Faith Consciousness Radio. And we're back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, and Shana J is in the room, and we are navigating life's curves, learning how to continue on that wave of faith consciousness. So, folks, this is raw and real. This is full authenticity in the moment. If you were here live, you'd notice that the show started late. If you're listening on a recorded track, I'm not sure if you would have heard that or not. But just to let you know, we are being what we teach in the moment today, including right here on this show. So join us. Bring with you any of those upsets, any of those curveballs, any of those unexpected things that are happening or have happened lately or you feel like might happen that make you feel like you fell off your wagon, that make you feel like life's happening to you, like it's coming at you, like you're kind of a victim of what's going on out there, okay? Remember, stage one, We know the knee-jerk reaction. We know the nervous system moves into that thing. It is, yes, let's just call it what it is. It's fear. Stress is founded in fear 100%. If you're feeling stressed, you are engaging with the frequency of fear. Don't feel ashamed. We all touch on it. It is part of the glue of this reality. It is part of this life. And we can navigate out of it into faith, from fear into faith. And it's a several-step process. But first, we acknowledge, we see the fear, we feel it, don't avoid it. Don't stick your head in the sand. Don't try to deny the feelings that are there for you right now. Don't try to deny it. Feel what is. Know that your feelings are valid, okay? And then immediately notice and move your positioning to a different place. At least introduce the possibility of something higher going on, even if you don't see what it is yet. Even if, like me, you're standing, like I told you over recent days for me, I had a circumstance where I was just in the dark. It was like a mystery. I didn't have any news or knowledge about this circumstance, about this person who I care for. I was just in the dark and didn't know where to get answers. So when you're in that place of even just completely not knowing how to move into faith, when you have no answers, okay? I invite you, remember, even when you have no idea what's going on, you can move into a state of inner peace and inner expectancy that all is well. That's moving first into Christ consciousness, okay, that frequency where we move out of judgment, we move out of drama, we see what's happening that's not necessarily what we would want or choose, and we say, somehow this is happening for me. There is a higher plan. Somehow this is all going to work out. You feel a bit victimized, but you forgive it anyway. You bring forgiveness. That's the Christ consciousness.
Say to yourself, how can I work with this?
Yes.
How can I work with this in this present moment? Knowing who I am now, not who I was years ago or when I was a child, but now, right now, what can I do to work with it?
There, exactly. Now, and you know what, Shana, whether we get to it today or next week, I would love for us to go in a little deeper about that inner child part too. Mm-hmm. That frequency that we're carrying that we're not consciously even aware of, at least not on a regular basis, that's in our field. Because sometimes we're like, how can this still be happening to me when I've advanced so much? Mm-hmm. I've done so much work. Mm-hmm. And so, look, there can be these sneaky little roots from way back that are still vibrating in the field, even when it's not your present day consciousness, is back there buried down. And that's why I was saying, don't ignore the feelings when you hit the fear. Mm-hmm. Even here and now, as high as you're able to embrace and live in your consciousness, if life gives you a shocker and it's a huge curveball and you hit that fear frequency, and which we're all going to if it's a big enough surprise, okay? We're going to hit it at least for a moment. Your nervous system's going to go into that, okay? Don't suppress, don't disconnect, don't disallow that, because that is a cover-up. That is an avoidance strategy, and that energy is not going to disappear just because you buried it alive.
Mm-hmm. Or okay. Don't want to look at it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we've got to acknowledge, and you know me, I was talking to Shana yesterday, and I was like in my pain, okay? Mm-hmm. You've got to go there first. Otherwise, you're just lying to yourself.
Yeah, and so many people don't do that because they don't have time. They feel rushed in life. And also they like held this belief, if I start crying, I'll never stop. I've heard that so many times.
Wow.
Yeah. If I start now, oh my God, I'll never stop crying. I'll never stop feeling the pain. Do I always have to feel the pain?
Mm.
Well, it's your pain, sweetie. And you created it first, even though you weren't conscious of it.
Yeah.
But now that you're here in this consciousness, You can do something about it. That is, how can I see this differently?
Wow.
And then you have God working with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it also means, you know what? Scriptures and Revelations, it talks about that which was hidden in the darkness is brought out into the light. And in my field, you folks know I'm a doctor of chiropractic who works with energy medicine. And in network spinal energetics, we say you have to feel it to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
That which you avoid,
right,
deny, mm-hmm, shame, blame, disconnect from is going to persist itself in your consciousness, and it's going to keep on showing up in your life. You're going to have reasons. You know, you know the phrase, let's just say this little stereotype of a mom to her child that says, "You keep on crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about."
Oh, my mother said that.
Right? Okay. You hold that energy in your field without engaging with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then life is going to keep on giving you reasons to feel that way,
mm-hmm,
when you're denying that the feeling even is there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is where we can hide from ourselves our own truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yesterday I was in the pain. I was remembering. I was having memories of times in the past when I felt like this.
That's
I'm just
so
going to say it out loud. I was having memories of when my mother, without telling me why, disconnected from me for years and would not speak to me. Now,
mm-hmm,
friends, my mother is 90 years old now. I'm her caretaker every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the most beautiful, connected love and appreciation for each other. I have nothing but praise,
mm-hmm,
for her being my mother and our whole path. But I do look back at when she was not that same person in my experience,
mm-hmm,
and I'm sure I didn't seem like the same person to her. She wasn't feeling that appreciation for me.
Right.
And she bailed from our relationship for years when I was in my 20s. And that pain
so
of feeling
painful,
abandoned,
yeah,
and without an argument, without an explanation, without knowing why. You see, that same energy is what I just experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in friends, okay, if I go to Christ consciousness, this happens for a reason. And part of the gift of it is that I can share this for real with you today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I say something about relationships?
Yeah.
Because when you have that experience and then you don't get any information around it and you don't investigate the information inside of you, then the question keeps arising every time a situation looks similar. So at some point, God will be patient with you and wait for you to wake up to, oh, I can do something different with this now. I wonder what it would be. You see how it works.
Yes.
It's always, life is giving you always your blessings,
mm,
but you don't look at them that way. When you start to look at them that way and start to open up to the faith that you really are in today and not the reaction you were in,
right,
then you become the warrior for yourself.
Ooh.
And you grow so fast, because if you take one step toward God, God will take 1,000 steps towards you.
Oh, I love that. Will you say that again, please? Just repeat those statements.
If you take one step toward God, God will take 1,000 steps towards you.
Friends, let's all receive that statement that Shana J just gave us. Just take a deep breath in and receive,
yeah,
that.
Mm.
If I take one step towards God, and I do, I choose it right now,
mm-hmm,
God takes 1,000 steps towards me.
Mm.
Isn't that, thank you. Thank you for that. So yeah, last night I was remembering, when have I felt like this before?
Mm-hmm.
When have I felt abandoned in the dark, mm-hmm, no explanation or even argument, like just don't know what's going on,
mm-hmm,
and unable to connect with someone who I care about, like, and there I was taken back,
mm-hmm,
to what happened with my mother so many years ago. I hadn't even thought about that in so long, but guess what? the frequency is still in there because the memory came and I felt the wound. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is like a younger version of me waving her hand and going, I'm still here and you haven't really dealt with this yet. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where the gift is, where what's been hidden is brought into the light. And we can begin to address that and heal what's been back there waiting that we've been ignoring or disconnected from. And guess, you know, talk about solutions before the problem shows up. Just earlier today, Shana was telling me about a program that's coming up that's about healing our inner child. Hello. Hello. So there it is, okay?
Opportunities just arise.
Yes.
Just when you need them.
Yes, yes. So friends, that's what it begins to look like when we begin to ride that wave of faith consciousness. Even when we drop out because life threw a curveball and it might have been shocking or it might have looked like a crime scene, okay, we begin to notice opportunities, solutions start showing up for us. Stay tuned. We're going to take a little break and we'll come back in just a few minutes with Faith Consciousness Radio. And welcome back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie and co-hosted today, Shana J. We're working with real-life circumstances, how to navigate that curve.
I would love for people to start calling in sometime soon so we can hear what's going on.
We'll invite them soon. But first, we're giving them a demonstration of what that looks like.
Yeah.
And so, friends, I'm glad Shana brought that up, okay? We are going to soon invite you to participate on this show on the air, okay? Just as we have real-life scenarios to be working with today and sharing with you what that looks like, you can call in with what life is throwing your way, and we can help support and coach you into navigating that, moving it into that faith consciousness level, okay? In time, as your field gets recalibrated, okay, as your energy architecture gets refined and revised, you will move more and more into a reality where these crises do not occur, okay? Are we there yet? No, but the planetary field itself is supporting a higher way. And do you know that the Book of Revelations even talks about this? And says there will come a time in the end times, the end of linear 3D time, 1,000 years of peace on earth, the Bible projects. 1,000 years, it says, where the lion will lay with the lamb, okay? That animal is, that's funny because we were just talking about an animal devouring an animal. We're coming to a time where that will no longer be how reality shows up. And we won't feel like life is devouring us either, ever, when we come to that 1,000 years of peace. Now, how does that end up emerging here? Because the planetary and the individual fields get refined and raised and raised and raised to where ultimately it's not even in range for those crises to show up.
There was a time when I actually had the full-on awareness where I was not living in drama, period. Nothing. Smooth sailing, easy conversations, good news, bad news. It didn't matter what was happening. No drama. And it was really like, wow, I just realized, wow, I have not been having any drama around me. So then I was paying attention to that. And then guess what happened?
It showed up. Because you're putting your attention on the lack of drama.
But wait. What actually happened was, yes, I saw that there was no drama and then some came. But then I saw where it came from right away. My ego was bored and created it. I did not have to choose to have whatever it was, the conversation or the circumstances. I could have chosen a different way, but I chose it to have the drama.
Oh, I am so glad you admitted that right now. Friends, can we just go into a little bit of truth-telling for a moment? Like, that is so... So let's just talk about this for a minute. This is important. We could do a whole show on this or more, whole series on
this. That's why I want people to call in.
Thank you. It's so important. We will. So, friend, we're going to get there. Okay. We're laying the foundations, okay, first. But so just understand, this can be an addiction, okay? An addiction to drama. Okay. Do you know that we get all kinds of chemical hits? Our brain chemistry, we get all kinds of juices coming out there mm-hmm. when we hit the drama button. Mm-hmm. And you know that people pay a lot of money to go to movies that are just full of drama and even horror movies.
Exactly.
Why? Why do we want to intentionally? Because we're addicted. The song Addicted to Love. We want to get addicted to love.
Exactly.
But this is about addicted to fear, addicted to drama, and addicted, by the way, to anger.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Doesn't matter what it is. It's something that if we don't have enough of it, we think we're not alive. And so it's very unconscious. So we go to things that will make amusement parks, things that will push that adrenaline button inside of us. The parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system goes off. You go into fight or flight, whatever term you want to use. Your body and your environment is doing that, and your unconscious, your little ego is going, yeah, okay, I want that. And so you go for it, and then you create it, and then you wonder, how did that happen?
Oh.
But where's the investigation part?
Exactly.
Hopefully at that moment when something happens, no matter what it is, no matter how little, no matter how big, no matter how shocking, investigate it. See, what did you really want in that moment? What did your ego want? What old pattern is replaying?
Okay. So, a couple things that I want to really echo what Shana Jay just said, all right? When she said sometimes people just don't feel alive until... Right? They have the drama. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they need that kick in to feel like they are alive, all right? There are cultures, there are some primal cultures who hang themselves from hooks through their skin to self-induce pain to cause them to feel very alive and present. Yes. Okay. Now, we can move to a place where we're not dependent on feeling that to feel alive. When we begin to increase our awareness and be able to tap in to feeling the beautiful, subtle feelings within ourselves more, and we're not numbed out to that, to where we need lots of external stimulation, loud music, flashing lights, drama on the television, news, or movies, or in our lives. Friends, can you just take a look, and have you ever noticed that you or someone you love tends to be addicted to picking a fight? Okay, and let's be real. Look at yourself. Do you ever notice?
Oh, that was me for sure.
Was it?
That was my life, yeah.
Okay.
I have always had to defend myself because my belief was nobody's going to love me ever. So therefore, that led to another belief, which was I'm not going to have anybody ever backing me up, standing up for me. So I got to do it. I got to be there always with the argument.
Okay.
Yeah.
So showing that argument to make you feel so we're addicted to the argument.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And some people, you can watch, they very cleverly start weaving into a conversation, asking questions to draw something out because they're looking for a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And let's admit it to ourselves when we're doing that, friends, okay? Mm-hmm. But notice that this is a very normal human pattern that we can graduate
Why?
From.
Why? Because we don't have the love we thought we want.
Right?
Or but, need, yeah.
Okay, and because we're addicted to all that, those chemicals, some people call it being an energy vampire. Mm-hmm. I just need that energy mm-hmm. of this escalated scenario. Mm-hmm. Some people say they have a passionate relationship, bouncing from pole to pole, you know, from argument to bedroom to argument to bed. And but really, there is a higher way for us to relate to ourselves, to each other, and to life. Mm-hmm. There is a higher place of true fulfillment and joy and inner peace. But when we've got that drama addiction, it takes working out of that addiction. Mm-hmm. Okay? Finding that there's actually something yummier that's not dramatic. Mm-hmm. Okay?
When you find yourself and the love inside of you. So I had a day also when I had that revelation where I was laying in my bed and I was ready to go to sleep. And all of a sudden, out loud, I said, oh, I love you, Shana. And oh my God, my heart would just swelled. And this, of course, was years after I had the revelation of, oh my gosh, I have no drama. Well, you're right. What follows that is the peace that builds, the beauty of you that shows up, that builds inside of you and keeps growing and growing from your new choices.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that so word, beautiful. New choices.
Yeah.
Friends, new choices. And new choices consistently leads to new neural pathways, okay? That means that on the brain train, we are training our brain to think a higher thought. And the more you've repeated that new thought, the easier it is to go that way instead of your old stinking thinking addiction mm-hmm. that you've already traveled so many times that that would be your default response. Mm-hmm. But this is where the neurology comes into it. So, friends, when you begin to understand that you do have a choice, and even when that curveball comes, just like today, I hit that drama scene in that living room looking like a crime scene. There's blood everywhere. Okay, I go into panic. I go into meltdown. But wait a minute. Let's reach higher. Yesterday, going into my old pattern of like abandonment and being in the dark and in some ways like disrespected, okay, not being communicated with at all. And that old frequency coming up, but then moving out of it, what's the higher? Not avoiding the feeling. Feel the feeling. Move into something higher and love, okay? And just know that we are able to navigate to a level of consciousness where blessings and love are showing up more and more consistently, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Now, as we wind down for today's show, I want you to know that we're going to be moving deeper into the application of what we're talking about here, what it looks like for you to navigate that curveball, and how you can move into more empowerment in your life. That's going to be the next few shows, and we're going to invite you to call in. So, Shana J., thank you for being with us again this week,
my
and she
pleasure.
Will be. Friends, I want to remind you that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved, and all is well. This is the Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. See you next time.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or
Cannonball!
Into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.